What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mr. Mental Illness himself, bringing you another episode, podcast, YouTube, whatever. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. I'm a self-aware narcissist. That's what I am. That's what I do. This whole thing, my whole platform on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere, it's just based on me going to therapy, using my self-awareness to provide victims validation and to get more people who think they might be suffering from this, you know, disorder into therapy, into the therapist chair. So today's episode is going to be based on a question I got on TikTok. One of my TikTok followers asked me, he's like, how do you know a narcissist in therapy is genuinely changing, or if they are being serious about changing? So this is going to be very, very simple and straightforward today. If your narcissist, your husband, wife, whatever, decides to go to therapy, because narcissists can be women too, y'all. Let me emphasize that. I've been getting a lot of pushback from men lately that think I'm some man-hating feminist, but I'm not. Trust me. So if your narcissist decides to go to therapy, the way you can check them, if a narcissist goes to therapy just for the sake of going to therapy, just to get you to shut up, just to get you to be quiet, just to get you off their back, to say, hey, look, I went to therapy, that's not real therapy. I like to call that performative therapy. Performative therapy is when they go to therapy just to get you to be quiet, just so they can say they tried it. Hey, look, I went to therapy, it didn't work, I think the problem is you. Or if they go to therapy and they come home after one session or two sessions and say, hey, the therapist just straight up said the problem is you. You know, could the problem be you sometimes? Yeah. But a lot of times a therapist is not going to just make that assumption after just two sessions, say, hey, you're the problem, I'm good. She said you should actually go to therapy. So that's performative therapy right there. This is therapy to avoid accountability. This therapy to get you to come back home. This therapy to get you to shut up a lot of times. So that's what, like I said, that's what I call performative therapy. That's literally it right there. It's a performance. Therapy then becomes a performance for that narcissist, that toxic person, that possible narcissist and whatnot. So the ways you can test a narcissist to see if they really are changing in therapy, or they really are, you know, the therapy is actually somewhat working a little bit, is to, you know, how do you feel after multiple sessions of therapy? How do you feel being around them? Do you feel lighter? Do you feel like you're still walking on eggshells? Do you still feel uncomfortable sharing things with them? Do you feel uncomfortable expressing your feelings and things like that? Because if nothing has changed in the way you feel, then is therapy really working? Because you still don't feel comfortable. It's how you feel. How you feel is going to be the telltale sign right there. That's the telltale sign. After 5-10 therapy sessions, are you feeling like you can express yourself more? Are you feeling like I said, the eggshells have finally been picked up off the ground? Because, I mean, there's still going to be some eggshells. There's still going to be some pushback, you know, a little bit. Because, even me being in therapy since 2017, I still give my wife pushback when she's trying to express herself. So, pushback is going to be expected, but it should not lead. Always ask yourself, is the reaction that you get from trying to talk to your person, your narcissist or whatnot, is it warranted? If you ask a simple question and it turns into an explosive blow up, was that warranted? You know, if you try to express your feelings, say, hey, you hurt my feelings, is that reaction warranted? If they scream at you, you hurt your own feelings. You hurt your own feelings. I ain't hurt your feelings. You hurt your own feelings. You need to stop being so emotional. Stuff like that. Is that reaction warranted when all you said was, hey, that hurt my feelings, can you not do that anymore? Is that warranted? So that's another test right there. So if you another test. Go up to your narcissist or your possible narcissist, your suspected toxic person, and just try to express your feelings to them. Normally, this would not work, would it? Normally, you cannot go up to your narcissist or whatnot, and you cannot express yourself in fear of retribution, in fear of being put down, in fear of being invalidated almost immediately. So go up to them and do it. After 3, 4, 5 therapy sessions, go up to them and do it. See if anything has changed. That's how you test it. They can go to therapy and they can go to therapy and talk all they want to in therapy and come back home. But if nothing changes at home, is anything really changing? You know, that's how you can test it right there, right then and there. That's your test right there. Is anything changing? Can you express yourself? You know, Another test, another way you can see it, to see if I'm talking super fast, y'all. Another way that you can test and see if therapy is really working is, like, you know, enforce a boundary. You know, just literally enforce a boundary. Say no to something that you would normally say yes to out of fear. If they say, hey, babe, can you do this, 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 that? And you normally would just say yes, even if you're tired or exhausted or something like that. Say no. Say no. Can you do it? How did they react to you when you say no? Is it the same? Are you scared to say no still? You know, are you scared that it's like it forced a boundary? Hey, babe, I don't really like that. Hey, babe, I don't really, you know, I don't really, that's not really what I want to do. Is your opinion being heard? Like I said, if not, then the therapy is not really working. The only ways you can really tell if therapy is working is like if things are actually changing in the household and for extended periods of time. Because anybody can go to therapy one session and change for a week. Anybody can do that. What about a month later? 2 months later? 3 months later? A year later? Have they reverted back to their old behaviors? Have they said therapy is enough? Because I don't think anything. If you are a narcissist out there listening to this video, watching this video, you know, I don't hate you. I got love for you because I'm one of you. Even though sometimes you probably think I'm trying to demonize you and villainize you, I'm one of you. And no matter what I do, people are still going to consider me a narcissist and a bad person. No matter how many people I help, no matter what I do, people still consider me a bad person just because I have narcissistic personality disorder. Point blank, period. So people come at me like, you demonize a narcissist. I'm not demonizing narcissists. I'm one of you. I know how, like, I have to make this information digestible or they'll, you know, they won't listen. So, you know, if you're a narcissist out there listening to this, go to therapy, stay in therapy, and like whatever things that your therapist tells you to work on at home to make your home more palatable for your family and your wife and make your life better, do it. It's going to be uncomfortable. You know, it's literally going to be uncomfortable. Like, your family is going to be uncomfortable for them at first too, because they've been uncomfortable for a very long time. You can be uncomfortable for a little while. They've been uncomfortable for years. They've been married to you for years. They've been parenting with you for years. You've been their dad or their mom for years. They've been dealing with this for years, this uncomfort. You can be uncomfortable for a little while. Therapy is uncomfortable. Change is uncomfortable. Reaching out to get help is uncomfortable, you know? And that's just point blank, period. It's not like, it's always going to be a level of comfort when you, like, it's going to be a level of discomfort. And like I said, I posted a video today and somebody asked me, they're like, why did you go to therapy? Why does therapy work for you and not for anybody else? Like, no. Why does therapy work for you? Why did you stay in therapy and things like that? And I had to tell them, like, me being in therapy right now is faith. Like, I told you the story about my wife calling me a narcissist and I ended up going to therapy, you know, to get her to come back home. But I've always been forward thinking. I've always been super progressive. I've always been, you know, just life, like, just goal oriented and just moving forward, ambitious to a fault. I read a lot of books on Audible, the Audible app, where, you know, it's audio books. They read the audio book out loud. There's a book I was reading. I cannot think of the book I was reading, y'all, because I read so many books. It had a poem in there by Haruki Murakami about the storm. Like, I loved it. I heard the poem. I pushed pause. I Googled it and screenshot it. Put it in my screensaver. If you don't know the poem by Haruki Murakami I'm talking about, it goes like this. It's about the storm. It goes, and once the storm is over, you won't remember how you made it through, how you managed to survive. You won't even be sure whether the storm is really over. Oh my goodness, this dang on website. Sorry, y'all. I got to start over because the dang old website tried to make me buy something. And once the storm is over, you won't remember how you made it through, how you managed to survive. You won't even be sure whether the storm is really over. But one thing is certain. Once you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person who walked in. That's what this storm is all about. And that is by Haruki Murakami. I screenshot that. I put it as my screensaver. For a long time, my very first therapist appointment, I'm in the therapist's office, nervous, shaking, don't know what to expect. I'm looking around trying to feel comfortable. I look around, guess what's on the wall? This poem is sitting on the wall in a picture frame. And at that moment, I knew I was supposed to be there. I prayed to God every night. At that moment, I knew I was supposed to be there. Call it divine intervention, call it faith. At that moment in time, I knew what was supposed to be there. So if you're a narcissist that's looking for a reason to go to therapy, find it. Find your reason to go to therapy. Find your reason to stay in therapy, you know? If you're in a relationship with a narcissist and you can't leave, stop trying to change the narcissist. If you're in a relationship with a narcissist and you don't want to leave, you want to make it work with them, to each their own. I don't judge anybody. I do the one-on-ones. I don't judge anybody because some people call me. I mean, they do the one-on-ones and they want to know how to make it work with their narcissist. They want to make life more palatable with their narcissist. And they, you know, sometimes they can't leave because they're financially dependent upon their narcissist. They moved across the country or overseas or something with their narcissist, you know? So they can't, they isolate, they're alone. They want to make life more palatable. And I tell them, stop trying to change that person. The only thing you can do is change you. You can only change, you can only work on you. Stop putting so much time, effort, and energy into trying to change the other person and literally put it into changing you. Change how you react to them. Change how you give them the power over you. Change how you give them all your energy. Focus on you. Go out. Go out, do something by yourself. Find validation in yourself. Find validation and love in yourself. And like, self-love is the only, you have to love yourself more than you love that narcissist. You just have to. You have to love yourself more than you love your husband or your wife or whatever. Because you just have to. Because if you give them more love than you give for yourself, you're stuck forever in a perpetual cycle of unhappiness. And you're stuck there. And there's a hole that you cannot, there's a hole, I'm telling you, once you get in that hole, it's hard to dig yourself out. But you can dig yourself out because you dug the hole. You still have the shovel in there. Dig yourself out. You can do it. Once you get in that hole, you can literally dig yourself out because you dug yourself into there. You have the shovel. Put the shovel down. Stop digging. Climb out. Stop digging. You know what I mean? You got it, though. But like I said, I know I got off topic a little bit because I get passionate about this therapy stuff, though, because it's Mental Health Awareness Month. I get passionate about therapy. I want more people to experience therapy and experience the freedom of therapy. Even if you are not a narcissist, go to therapy. Talk your problems out. Talk your issues out. Don't work your issues out on your partner, on your kids, on your family, on your coworkers, on your boss, on your subordinates. Don't work your issues out on them, on your students, on your classmates. Don't do that. Work your issues out in the therapist chair and live a better life. Because the only way that you can live a better life and the only way you can affect positive change is if you affect change on yourself first. You have to change yourself first. It starts from within. It starts from within. So if you like I say, if you're dealing with a narcissist and you think, test them, you have to push the boundaries. You have to do stuff. You have to feel comfortable doing stuff that you normally wouldn't feel comfortable doing. Or there's no change right there. So that's I'm going to cut this short. I got the rambling. I know I got the rambling. But I got passionate to talk about therapy and stuff like that. But like I said, you want to know if a narcissist has changed, push the boundaries on them. Just push the boundaries. Set boundaries. Say no. Love yourself. Because you got it. You got it. I promise you do. But anyways, look, I'm doing the one. If you made it this far, I love you. Thank you so much. I'm doing one-on-ones. Like I said, I have a Beacon link. I'll put it in the comment section too. But not the comment section, the description. And it's also up top. If you click the little beacon, you can schedule one-on-one with me. We talk it out on Zoom. No, it's private. No judgment zone. It's like Planet Fitness here. There's no judgment zone. Anyway, I'm so thankful for everybody. I really, really appreciate y'all. I'm like extremely thankful. Thank y'all so, so ever much. Like, and peace out. Mental illness is out.